As always, we thank you for checking out our podcast on Talanay.com. Our next guest is Chamber of Commerce's Ella Gurr, who is also on the task force and the president and CEO of the Pongo Pongo Trading Company. Here's our full-length interview with Ella Gurr, as heard on 93KHJ.
Good morning, John. I'm good. And good morning, American Samoa. Thank you, John, for this opportunity for the Chamber of Commerce to come in and speak to the community on the good things that are that we have.
Good to have you back. What was it like off island? I mean, can you give us like an, we're stuck here.
A synopsis of what's going
on. Do you have to wear a mask everywhere?
Masks are mandated everywhere. I was in three different states and they all mandated masks.
So. Which states were those?
So I was in Nevada, I was in Hawaii and Texas.
Okay. And everywhere you like couldn't even look at the place without a big mask, huh?
Correct.
All right. I see you still have the mask habit, too.
That
you've got your mask
correct.
Everywhere.
It's a habit for me to carry a mask now. So.
Okay. I mean, was it limited, like if you wanted to go shopping or something like that? Did they only let like 10 people in at a time kind of thing?
In some locations. So initially when I did go up, because, you know, I left last year, like Hawaii was still on shutdown. They had been shut down by the time I got there. It was 4 or 5 months into their shutdown, and it was pretty bad where takeout was only available, very limited seating, stores. You literally, I remember going, if I was going to like CVS or anywhere, and you can see people standing in line outside because they would count how many people were allowed inside, and then you weren't allowed until other people came out.
So, and did you have to do like the 6 foot distancing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is it 6 foot or 3 foot?
It's, you know, everything's taped, so I didn't measure.
Oh,
to
okay.
be honest with you.
You got like a little square that you stand in kind of thing?
Yeah, and everyone just kind of stands in their little area. Of course,
wow, that is weird.
Yeah, so there, of course, are there's, like at checkout, they've made room for social distancing, which is good. And it's become a habit for many people to social distance, you know, have hand sanitizers everywhere, carry hand sanitizers everywhere.
Was it a weird adjustment then? I mean, this is like the last place in the world that still doesn't have COVID.
Yes, it was absolutely.
Coming back here.
Yes, it was an adjustment because, you know, of course, I still run around with my mask. And even when I got there, I would forget my mask sometimes mm-hmm. initially, and people
did it freak you out? Like when I came to give you a hug and a kiss on the cheek because I hadn't seen you so long. Were you like, well, whoa, easy, John?
No, because you know when I was going through quarantine, you saw a lot of people that you're familiar with, and there was lots of hugs.
Okay,
when we could hug, of course, and when we did get together.
What was the quarantine like at the Tradewinds? Scale 1 to 10. I mean, what was your experience like?
I'll leave my comments to the task force, but I will say that those in quarantine, you create a bond with them that's unforgettable, right? Where you've been isolated and you have no one else but these individuals who you normally see in passing and now have become family, right? And that is, so it's definitely a blessing and a great experience in that aspect. Now, I don't want to be holed up for 28 days or so, but I am grateful for the experience and the people that I have met during quarantine. And I can honestly say they are now family.
I wanted to know, though, like you get the negative tests, it's announced on Saturday. But then they say you can't leave until Monday. So what's that 48 hours like? Were you all like, guys, let's breach the wall. We're clear. Or, I mean, what was going through your mind when they gave you that? But they're like, no, you got to stay.
Well, there is a mandate in place, you know, by ASG and also which the task force oversees. And that is, you know, 12 to 14 days in Hawaii and as well as here, 10 to 12 days. So for DOH and the ASG team, they were just trying to meet those mandate dates. So, yes, you may have been tested maybe day 7, but technically you can't leave till day 10 and 12. And that's per, like, regulations that were set in stone. So, yeah, people get antsy, but they are still trying to follow the guidelines just to be on the more cautious side. So,
yeah. A quick question about the task force, too. So I was reading Talawenga's memo on Talanay, and are there, like, people that aren't living here that are trying to come back on the flight that aren't residents, or what was the purpose of that?
So
do you have any insight for that?
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's residents or those that used to live here that are returning. For example, college students that were off island for 4 or 5 years, or people that seeked medical treatment and unfortunately have been in the States a much longer. So it may those may fall in that category. I'm not sure everybody's situation is different.
Yeah.
But there are some people or individuals that may have been away longer than 2019. And per the task force, I think it's 2019 is the kind of the cutoff that they're looking at for return residents. But I know many people that grew up here, were raised here, just happened to work off island or went to school off island and now wanting to return home. Nobody wants to stay in the States during this time, especially with COVID cases going up. But that's why it's important to be very cautious.
Okay. So do you think flights are going to open up anytime soon? I mean, ballparking?
Okay, I'm not going to guess on that either. I'll leave that to the task force chair.
Yeah.
That's their decision.
Well, we have about half the population vaccinated now, so I think those are pretty good numbers. I mean, do you know comparatively like where other states maybe you were at are as far as
their... We're actually leading. So okay. I actually just spoke to the chair of the Chamber of Commerce in Guam, and she was commending American Samoa for, our efforts in reference to the vaccinations and also being COVID-free, because Guam is now going back in shutdowns. So they're going to be mandating a 5-day quarantine. And I remember speaking to someone just very recently there, and they were like, oh, I don't want to travel because our 5-day quarantine. And, you know, mindful, I just got out of the 28-plus day quarantine.
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm like,
nothing.
Right. So I'm like, I think you can do the 5 days. So.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you back here, Ella. And I know that you are still very active with the chamber. Even when you're afar, you've been teleworking on that. And you have a mixer that's coming up, right?
Yes, I'll pass over the mic to our executive assistant, Otto, who
hey, Otto, how you doing?
Spearheading
good,
this.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then I'll just intervene.
Okay, sure.
All right. Well, good morning, American Samoa. Chamber of Commerce is currently having later on this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. a mixer. It's sponsored by Rise headquarters, and their building is right opposite the Paradise Inc. So it's the brand new 2-story right next to CBT. Our agenda for tonight, we're giving out Scanlon Fund checks, which we've done in our general meeting back in January. So later on tonight, we'll be... giving out some checks, some more Scanlon Fund checks, as well as we'll be hearing some testimonials from small businesses that the Chamber has helped throughout this COVID crisis.
Can you tell us what the Scanlon Fund is? Just run through that again real quick.
All right. So the Scanlon Fund is a funding that's made available to not just members of the Chamber, but also those that are in need of help. As of right now, we do have applications that will be made available at the mixer, as well as membership applications to become Chamber members. So I urge those that are not yet members of the Chambers to do come through tonight, come see what the Chambers is all about, get the feel, because we're basically all about networking. We do host monthly meetings where we focus not just on the growth of businesses, the special needs in the workplace. We network a lot, and with the networking too, we bring a lot of visibility and traffic to the businesses. So if anything, one of the main pointers is that being a member of the Chamber brings a lot of credibility to to your small businesses as well.
Okay, you're legit when you're in the chamber.
Yes,
huh?
We're legit.
All right, cool. Hey, Ella, I wanted to ask you too. I was just thinking about this, but gas prices, I understand, are projected to go up to be about $6 a gallon by the end of the year. Mm. So that's almost like twice what we're paying right now. Obviously, that's going to have an impact. It sort of trickles down on everything else, especially here because it comes via freight powered by gas. Do you think the market is ready for that locally? With all this new COVID money that's supposed to be coming in here?
We are on the chamber side. We do have Toa Scanlon, who is in that industry, and he is assessing it amongst the...
That's actually how I found out. He was on Monday and was telling me, he's like, whoa, $6 a gallon. I mean, there's nothing you guys can do about it, or Toa, it's the wholesalers.
I think it's important for the chamber to just advise... the government and work closely with them. And so far, the chamber has had a really great relationship so far with the government, and we'd like to continue that relationship where there's always open dialogue. And this is one of the main topics of discussion. That's another on top of the mixer today. Chamber, as you know, John, last year was absolutely instrumental in getting resources and funding to our small businesses. Well, this year we should see the rewards of that, and I'd like to, in today's meeting, I'm welcoming all businesses to come out, whether you're a member or not, come and join, because I would love to personally start talking to different businesses, what's the impact of COVID has been on their business, as well as take appointments, because SBA funding, the impact economically of COVID, as you know, will continue to this year, and they're projecting to even till next year by summer. So there's a lot of funding that has come out in a recent bill that just President Biden just passed a couple days ago, that is very helpful for businesses during this time. And I'd like to, the Chamber would like to share a lot of this information to our businesses and get the information out.
I'm on your mailing list. I got to say, you do a really good job of just keeping people informed about like Paycheck Protection Plan and, you know, there's just not a whole lot of resources that push that info out, and you've done a good job spearheading that. Even when you were off island, I was still getting emails all the time. But I mean, I'm sure that if you're a small business and you're trying to apply for those funds to stay afloat, that's really, really important info that you're getting.
Yeah, we are definitely grateful for that. Chamber was instrumental in getting over $11 million here to the businesses last year, and we want to press forward and continue that momentum. Because there are still a lot of businesses impacted. Not all business. Some businesses have seen increase in their sales, while other businesses have seen a decline. Of course, COVID is more industry impacted.
So tourism.
Exactly. And some are local restrictions may impact the gas stations, transportation industry, and whatnot. So it's important to be aware, be prepared, and collaborate and partner closely with ASG. And so far, again, I just want to reiterate and thank ASG for that partnership and welcoming the business community in a lot of the government entities that are currently in play and in place right now. For example, Task Force, Chamber was not given a chair in the last administration, but we now have a chair in this. And, you know, I'd like to...
Are they listening to you, though? Because sometimes they'll give you a chair, and then they're like, yeah, okay, and then do their own thing.
But no, it's been absolutely...
There's a good dialogue now?
Yes, absolutely great dialogue in the task force, and great members in the task force. I mean, you've got different key players in the community that all equally participate in these... in the task force meetings. And I must commend the Lieutenant Governor, because he is, he's been at the forefront of everything and really spearheading efforts on repatriating our people home. And even the Governor, Limanu, for taking this step to repatriate our people. Because last administration, you knew how difficult it was to even talk about the idea of getting a flight here. So they didn't want to hear any naysayers and like, no, we don't want to repatriate our people. And we're grateful that they took the challenge and were courageous enough to say, no, we're going to repatriate our people. And it was a good call, and I honestly think it was the right call.
How many more repatriation flights do you think there will be outside of the one that's coming up next month?
Well, we have over 2,000 stranded, so we've got...
Boy, that's going to get expensive.
Right, which is why I think it's important to... The task force is working towards possibly trying to add more flights per month. But again, the quarantine process is in play, and that limits our time, and also the accommodations here on island. So the task force, it's not... you know, sometimes I hear bad press like, oh, they don't, you know, they're anti-repatriation. No, that's not true. It's just that there's a lot of logistics behind one flight. You know, we just got out of one and now they're already preparing for the next. So I do recommend everyone to be patient. It's a good time to reconnect with the Lord, build that relationship back up. One thing for sure, with COVID, everyone being stuck at home, and there's more home-based businesses, you've got an opportunity and a lot more time to reconnect and rebuild your relationship with the Lord if you don't have one, and if you do have one, strengthen that relationship. So I've personally, I have testimony that the Lord has been so grateful I've been so grateful for the Lord and his blessings in my life and in my family and even our island. I mean, we're COVID-free, and we should be grateful for that. But sorry, I should be talking about business. So I'm not a pastor.
I'm glad you mentioned that, though. That's a good thing. What would the economy look like, though, after all this money stops flowing? Like, we're flush right now. I mean, look at you. You see all the cars on the road. People are buying cars. There's a lot of disposable income. But in a year when Uncle Biden stops signing those stimulus checks, what's it going to be like?
Yeah, that's why it's important for the chamber to continue on our end to grow businesses, get businesses where there is a surplus to wither when that time does come, when the money does dry up and whatnot. And also work closely with the government, how we can partner and collaborate on different sustainable efforts towards growing businesses. And
I hope
one of them is taxation, so we hopefully no they don't taxation.
Yeah, no federal income tax, because I mean, I'm just worried, like, with all this money that they are pouring out, we got to pay for that something else. It's going to be like New Zealand, where you pay like 80% taxes here pretty soon.
Yeah, we'll definitely see the backlash, unfortunately.
Or our kids,
it'll definitely trickle down to our, unfortunately, or maybe our grandchildren, because it's the most spending
that we've ever done, I think, as far as just flooding the economy with government money. It's crazy. But, I mean, you know, when businesses close down like that and there's people that aren't working and stuff like that, you got to do something. So, I mean, you know, it's a good thing, too, but definitely consequences. So, all right, well, it sounds like this will all be addressed at tonight's Chamber of Commerce meeting mixer, and this is 5 to 7, and this is going to be where again?
At the RISE headquarters in Nu'uli.
Okay. And if I could quickly say, John, we are taking appointments because since I've been on island, everybody's been blowing up my phone or visiting the office. We are taking appointments for any SBA funding, and there are a lot of resources out there. So I recommend any business that is in need of networking, funding opportunities, resources, come by to visit the Chamber Mixer tonight from 5 to 7.
All right. And big shout-outs, too, to the Lieutenant Governor for going through those passports and seeing who's legit and who's not. Because, you know how it is, man. There's a lot of con artists out there, too, that are just trying to. Yeah, so we appreciate
that.
That's
awesome.
All right. Malo lava talawenga. Yeah, that's probably not easy, too. It doesn't make you very popular when you got to say, sorry, no, you're not from, you know. You haven't been here in 10 years. So anyway, we got some feedback, instant feedback from our listeners on that. Anyway, Ella, it's good to see you again. And I'm glad that you made it back here okay, and pray everything is well. And Otto, Amitunai, thank you for coming on and letting us know all the logistics of tonight's event.
Thank you for having us, John.
All right, 93KHJ and the Pongo Pongo Trading Company, PPTC, and the Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back after this. Okay.